Jerry Holiday, welcome to the call. This is a quick audio really to go over a few things for 2009. It's a new year, traditionally a time to look at your business, to clear away the cobwebs and to try and move forward with your plan. Now, in terms of doing this, you really do need to plan out exactly where you're going so you're not pulled off in different directions by different things and other opportunities. Unless they're very good and they fit in with your business plan, you're going to go nowhere fast doing that. And that's the problem a lot of people have when they come online, is that they come on and they bunny hop from one thing to another, never fully seeing through a specific project. So this is something you need to do, and it's simple stuff initially. Taking a big pad, go and buy a brand new pad with lots of pages, get a nice pen, and write down the stuff that is top priority for your business. What do you need to get going as soon as possible? What do you need to make that happen? So if it's creating a product, then you need to, how are you going to create that product? Are you going to do audio interviews? If so, you want to get something like Pamela for Skype. You want to have Skype on your PC so you can do interviews. That's a very easy way of doing projects, creating products. Is it videos? Then you need to get yourself Camtasia or Cam Studio or one of these screen capture programs, so that you can create these videos, and that's an excellent way of creating product. Moving on from that, do you have a system in place? Do you have an AWeber account? If not, you need to take the plunge and get one sorted out, because this is the specific way of automating your business and making it happen like a robot, basically. People sign up, they've got, you maybe have a welcome message and the products or whatever it is you're giving away, and then you've got a message to a few days later, and then a few days later you've got another message, you're giving them good content, and it happens automatically as soon as they sign up to your email list. And then of course you can broadcast at any point offers or anything you want to let them know about specifically. So there's that element. Other elements are going to be affiliates and JVs. How are you going to, you need to think about affiliate systems so that people are out there promoting your products. So how are you going to sell your product in terms of the system itself? So let's say one that comes to mind is RAPS, Rapid Action Profits. This is a payment system that you can set up on your server if you're selling a product. It enables you to do one-time offers, enables you to run an affiliate program so that your affiliates and JVs, you can invite joint venture partners with a higher percentage. They can sign up immediately and they get their payments straight into PayPal. So it's a very robust system, and they've now started to do add-ons, which is a bit like plugins that you get for WordPress. And they have a membership one, so you can do membership sites on the back of them as well. This is something that I'm looking at the moment for a product I'm launching very soon. So systems like that, or whether it's ClickBank or pay.com, they're payment systems. So ClickBank and pay.com are both payment systems, and they also integrate affiliate, so affiliates can promote your product or go into the marketplace on either one of those websites. It's an all-in-one solution. ClickBank is very, very good because you've got hordes of affiliates out there who know about ClickBank, and they're searching the marketplace looking for products to promote. So in that instance, it's relatively easy to set up. What else are you going to be looking at for your business? There's so many different parts to it that sometimes it can you can get very lost. You need to have testimonials. Have you got a way of getting people to review your product and get some powerful testimonials on your sales page? For your sales page, you need good copy. Are you going to do that yourself, or are you going to outsource it? It can be a difficult decision, because good sales copy can be a lot of money, but in retrospect, it can bring in high conversions if it's a good sales page. Are you integrating video and audio onto your sales page? Or, you know, you need powerful videos. So how do you create powerful videos? Again, going back to what we mentioned earlier, Camtasia is always a good one. And you can also use, if you've got a PC, you can use the Windows Movie Maker, so you can pull in live footage from, say you had a Flip camcorder or something like that, which is about $100 from Amazon. You can record relatively good quality video on that, so you could pull that in. It's got a Flip USB switch. You just plug it straight into your PC, you drag it off the camera as an AVI file. You can import that straight into Windows Movie Maker or Camtasia, and you can start playing around with it, and you can put title intros. You can do a Google search on for music, get some background music, royalty free background music, and you can start creating videos. Obviously, this is all time consuming. If you're doing it all yourself, you either got no money and you need and you got time, or you've got a bit of money, but you've got no time. If you've got no money and you've got no time, then that is a problem in terms of creating a business online, because you do have to spend at least 3 or 4 hours a day, or as much as you can, on focusing on your business. So moving on, there's one way of creating videos. Graphics, you're going to do this yourself through Photoshop or some other graphics program. You're going to get some private label rights, or there's lots of templates out there and graphics headers. And if you go to the warriorforum.com and just look in special offers, you'll find lots and lots of people selling graphics headers and so forth. Or you can hire somebody to do it for you. Now, you've got quite a lot of websites that freelancers go to. There's so many, I can't even remember. iFreelance.com. You have rentacoder.com. If you go to sitepoints.com, and that's an excellent site for not just service providers, but also there's lots of other things on the marketplace that are worth looking at. So check out sitepoint.com. Programmers and all that sort of thing. So if you're not familiar with HTML, then you want to look at getting somebody on board to work with you, or you're going to have to learn it yourself. Now, basic HTML isn't massively difficult, but it is a bit of a learning curve, and you may not be susceptible to working with code. It just depends what sort of person you are. There are lots of programs that make this kind of thing much easier, so you don't have to look at code. Depending on what your website is, I mean, you could set up a blog, which is highly recommended, actually, that you set up a WordPress blog or something like that. If you go to wordpress.org, this is where you can download a WordPress blog and install it on your own server. It's a way of controlling your own content. So it's not only a way of branding yourself and your name by posting information to this blog. Yeah, so that's just one thing that is highly recommended in terms of growing your business, because it also attracts search engine spiders. Every time you post to your blog, it's very highly customized for search engines. They love blogs because they're bakery fresh content. You post to a blog, you log in, you've got your own content management system almost, so you can log in, write something, press publish, and it publishes on the blog. You can look at, for general website stuff, you can look at Weebly.com, which enables you to easily set up websites. And of course, you can do all the online stuff like Squidoo and all that kind of stuff that gives you a page out there on the web. But it's definitely recommended that you have your own domain name and your own website and or blog, which then feeds off to your products. So I hope that gives you some ideas for how to take your business forward in 2009. I will be doing lots more audio. I'll be doing lots more interviews this year. It's one of my tasks for myself, is to get out there more and start chatting to people. And there's a perfect way of doing it is doing it via podcasts and videos and so forth. So I'll be doing lots more of that. So I'm Joe Holiday from joeholiday.com, and I shall see you soon. Take care. Bye.